I'm here in St James's Park in Shirley, Southampton. There's lots of kids around. They're all sort of having water fights and playing on the rather rundown looking park. There's people walking their dogs and some kids playing football over there. And as you can hear, they're already working on the construction for this site. I'm here with a few people that are going to tell me about the park and its new renovation.
Martin Gardner, a member of the Friends of St James's Park. This particular play park will be refurbished. As you can see, a lot of the equipment is looking slightly worn, tattered, out of date. It is very popular, so it is used a lot. What we're going to be doing, we want to keep the playground open throughout the summer holidays. Then they will be moving in, and by spring next year, it will be completely refurbished. It will be re-landscaped, so instead of a flat area, there will be mounds for sunbathing and for rolling down, all the sorts of things that children like to do. There'll be zip wires, climbing towers, there'll be a water feature where the children can play with dams and playing with water, swings, of course, to replace the ones that are now. It's the sort of things that the children asked for when we were consulting them about what sort of thing they wanted to see in the park.
And this building that's in front of us, it looks a bit run down. What's that going to be?
This is the air raid precaution building that was put up in the Second World War. We're going to keep the shell of the building, but we're going to expand in two sides of it to make it into a cafe and community rooms.
Jeremy Moulton, Cabinet Member for Resources.
At a time when the council's discussing cuts, how can you justify £400,000 of council money being spent on parks?
Well, I think we're very lucky, actually, in the current financial climate that we've secured this £1.1 million worth of lottery money, and that's where the vast bulk of the project is coming from. And that's down to the hard work of all the local residents who've worked so hard on this and put together such a fantastic proposal for the park. In terms of the council's own funding, we set aside a pot some time ago for contributions from developers, so where new developments, housing and flats and so on, is built in the area. Those developers have contributed to that pot some money specifically towards this park project. So a lot of the money is coming from that rather than from local taxpayers.
And how important do you feel the council thinks the park is for the local community?
Oh, it's hugely important. I mean, it's the centre of Shirley. It's a huge park. It's a really valued local facility.
My name's Helen Sayward and I'm project manager for Southampton Council.
With the planning work, what work's gone into stopping vandals?
We worked with the local crime prevention officer when we were designing elements of the park so that they could be involved in suggesting improvements and ways of making it as vandal-proof as possible.
Mrs. Alarakia, everybody calls me Sarge. We just live in Shirley, so we're very local.
Do you use this park a lot?
Yes, we do. Yeah, in summer, and it's the closest one to us, so it's very handy, very convenient. We're looking forward to the water feature, I think. You know,
definitely,
because we've heard about that and I think we need something like that here.
What are you looking forward to most?
I prefer going in the water feature and getting everybody soaking wet.
Now, you can enjoy this park from Easter 2011. Maybe you could pop down, have a latte in the cafe or have a wander through the botanical gardens or let the kids play in the water feature.